Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rest in peace, Chuck Stobart. You too young for Chuck Stobart?
Yeah.
My first memories of Memphis football, Memphis State football at the time, involved Chuck Stobart.
Like, I went to games when he was a coach as a kid, but, like, I'm not going to act like I remember.
Earlier, as I was setting up the show, said that he died yesterday at the age of 88. That's what it says on Wikipedia. Daily Memphian reports that he was 90 years old. Either way, that's a long life. My first memories of Memphis State football involved Chuck Stobart. In fact, I was thinking today when I saw the news, like, what is the first thing I ever remember about Memphis State football? And you know what I think it was? Memphis upsetting USC at Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. It was in the 1991 season.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have been 14 years old. I don't guess I have any Memphis football memories before that, because that's the only thing. If you said earliest Memphis State football thing, that's what I remember. And I didn't check this. I feel like it was on a holiday very early in the season. Like one of those games that wasn't played on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I mean, wasn't played on Saturday. But I could be wrong about that. But I remember that being a big deal. And if you look at his career record at Memphis, it was under 500. It's not good. But I hope young people who follow Memphis football now understand what Memphis football coaches used to be up against from a scheduling perspective.
No, they used to play real teams every week.
Dude, they didn't have a conference.
Right.
I looked up today Chuck Stobart's first schedule at Memphis State.
This
was the schedule.
Yep.
Game one, Ole Miss.
Uh-huh.
Game two, Arkansas State. Game three, Alabama. Game four, Florida.
God.
Game five, Vanderbilt. Game six, Cincinnati. Game seven, Mississippi State. Game eight, Southern Miss. Game nine, Tulane. Game 10, Louisville. Game 11, Florida State.
That's insane. Yeah.
That's who Memphis football used to play.
Yeah.
So when you start looking at, you know, and how about this? I went and looked at his last season. Game one, Mississippi State, followed by Tulsa, Southern Miss, Arkansas, Tulane, Arkansas State, Cincinnati, Louisville, Ole Miss, Tennessee, East Carolina. Now if you're the Memphis football coach, you're asked to play one of those games.
You're trying to play one of those games, yeah.
You play one and you don't want any more.
Yeah.
Chuck Stobart used to play eight of them.
Yeah, that's... that's crazy. That is just insane to hear that.
Yeah, they're like, no, they played. That the 1991 schedule, this is the year they beat USC. And they did. I'm looking at it now. It was on Monday. So what's that holiday that starts the football season? I always get these confused. Labor Day? Is that Labor Day?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it was on a Labor Day.
Yeah.
So Memphis beat USC. And the rest of that season, they played Ole Miss, East Carolina, Arkansas State, Missouri, Southern Miss, Mississippi State, Tulsa, Tennessee, Louisville, and then closed with Alabama.
Oof.
You know how Alabama's always got that late season team that comes in and they beat their brains in?
Uh-huh.
That was Memphis
that
once
was
upon a time.
Yeah.
Although, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Memphis only lost that game to Alabama in 1991, 10-7.
How about that?
Played them tough.
Played
the Crimson Tide tough.
You go Tigers.
So, I guess my point is this. Chuck Stobart didn't have the best record at Memphis, but, like, who would have?
Yeah, no kidding.
So, rest in peace.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.